You're listening to the Agony Column News Report, trashotron.com/agony. The new book by Daryl Gregory is Spoonbenders. Thank you for joining me, Daryl.
Oh, thanks for having me, Rick.
This is a book about a giant family of psychics, some of whom are real, some of whom are not. What inspired you to write about psychics and their misdeeds?
I've always been writing about weird things, and there was something about, the psi powers that I was so fascinated with when I was a kid. I'd watch Uri Geller on the Johnny Carson show. I grew up reading these stories about people with fabulous mind powers who could go rule the planet. And then I realized later that, no, a lot of these, the power to bend cutlery is not going to help you out a lot. It's not going to make you a lot of money. And so writing about a family that had these powers but was still struggling to get by, to make a dime off these powers, I found really funny and interesting.
You have a wonderful book that really looks closely at the relationship between parents and their adult children, which is an interesting focus. Mostly we see children growing up. These children are supposed to have grown up, but many of them actually haven't. Neither have the parents.
No, Telly Telemachus, who runs the family, his daughter says, whose daughter is the only mature one probably in the family, the most mature one. She says, when her mother died, it was like there was no adult left to drive the bus. And Irene had to go drive the bus because her father was useless and her brothers, were still acting like kids. And so she had to become the responsible one. But even Irene is struggling. She has to move back in, with her dad after failed jobs. And that's the thing that a lot of, adults have to end up doing. It's just, that's the way life works out sometimes.
I think that for me, one of the really fascinating characters in here is Buddy, because he has an interesting version of being able to see the future. It's not like he just looks at scenes on an iPad.
Right. No, there's a couple things going on with Buddy. One is that he remembers the future like he remembers the past, but his memory can be really vivid for some things and other things he's sort of forgotten. And that includes things happening in the future and things in the past. And he does get disoriented about what time period I am. When I wake up in the morning, is this 1973? Is this 1994? And he has to sort of put together the clues about who's in the house. And as soon as he sees somebody at a certain age, he's like, oh, this is the year that my sister Irene moved back into the house. So it's 1995. And he sort of orients himself to the moment. I really loved writing his chapters. He's the only chapters where they're written in present tense because he's always in the now and he doesn't know. Every single moment is vivid to him.
Part of this book deals with the American attempt to exploit the psi powers of Americans.
Not made up at all, unfortunately.
Yes, and not as successful as we might like to believe.
Right, yeah. So I was really interested in MK Ultra, a project to use drugs and also investigate psychic phenomena in the 60s, and Project Stargate, where we tried to make, psychic warriors who could go out and spy on Russian territories and find missile silos, all of which we sunk millions of dollars into doing. And that funding only ended in 1995 when Congress pulled the plug. And one reason the book is set in 1995 is I wanted that moment where the last guy running Project Stargate is trying to keep it alive by trying to recruit the Telemachuses, because he knows psi powers are real. He can't prove it because they're so unreliable.
You take an interesting direction with the psi powers here. These are not spiritual powers. We're not talking to demons or other supernatural presences. This is a very science fictional look. And I think for me, one of the things that struck me was that it might turn out that psi powers are the placebo effect, actually the actual complete realization of the placebo effect.
Well, certainly psi powers work really well when you're only trying to cure a vague feeling of unease. They're not good at curing cancer. They're not good at replacing limbs. They're terrible at that. But so the placebo effect actually plays a role in this plot quite a bit. But, you know, there's a long history in science fiction of these powers sort of making people godlike, the next step in humanity. And I was really interested in, what happens to the mediocre people and the people with the mediocre powers? It's almost like if Spider-Man's mantra was, you know, with less power comes less responsibility. That's the kind of book I want to write.
The new book by Daryl Gregory is Spoonbenders. Thank you for joining me, Daryl.
Thanks so much, Rick. I really loved it.
You're listening to the Agony Column News Report, trashotron.com/agony.